Thank you so much for joining me. Fresh Fruit is up next. Good night.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. And I'm feeling so good.
You're listening to Fresh Fruit, the country's longest running queer radio show on Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and 106.7 FM in St. Paul, Radio Without Boundaries. Support for this program is from KFAI listener members and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. My name is Peter Gokey, your host for this evening, and you're listening to Feeling Good by George Michael. Your program will begin shortly.
Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean. Butterflies on heaven fun, you know what I mean. What I need, and this old world is a new world, and a bold world for me. Oh, I just know what I feel. It's a new day, it's a new dawn, it's a new. Expect a man, a white man, to do it. Like me, no.
This is Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, and 106.7 St. Paul, Radio Without Boundaries. You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI. Operating translator, K294 AM, West St. Paul, at 106.7 FM, St. Paul. And welcome. Now we have Fresh Fruit Radio.
Welcome, Fresh Fruit listeners. This is Pete Gokey, your longtime Fourth Thursday host, and I have a couple of really exciting announcements. First, I've had Andy Berkey guest hosting for the last couple of episodes, and Andy has passed his board certification, and he is now a real boy.
It's very exciting.
In so comparison to Unreal Boy, is that what you're saying?
So Andy's now officially part of the tribe. He's finished his conversion. He's been baptized in the works, and so he's an official member of our collective. And so welcome, Andy. We're happy to have you on board.
Thanks. I love being here.
And then Norman, we have you making your Fourth Thursday debut. And Norman, you've been with us for, you have a long history with Fresh Fruit. Maybe you want to give the listeners just a bit of that?
I did. I co-hosted initially with Lee Combs until I got my engineering background. And then I was the fourth Thursday host for almost 2 years. So it's good to be back. I was in Boulder. For 2 years, I started a show at KGNU Radio called Outsources, and so that was really a good experience. And since it's Gay Pride Night, I just wanted to say that I talked to a couple of people in Boulder, and they had almost 400,000 people at Pride.
Oh, my gosh.
It's really overwhelming. Last year, we did a show there for 2 hours, and being among that many people, it was wild. Wild, wild, wild. But it was fun.
Wow, that's fantastic. That's really great. Well, Norman, welcome back to Fresh Fruit. We're happy and thrilled to have you here.
Thank you, Peter.
And so, like Norman said, it is Pride. Pride is here. It's upon us. I don't know how it crept up on us that fast. And I know our first guest, Tiffany Paulson from Rainbow Health, I know she's probably feeling that too.
Definitely.
How did it creep up on us so fast? But there's just so much going on about Pride. But I do want to make a quick announcement that's not Pride-related that looks ahead just a few weeks. I think this is a really, really former English teacher here, so it's sort of up my alley. But I think this is a great piece of queer history. There's a play that is being put on by the Illusion Theater. It's part of their Fresh Ink series. It'll be July 10th through the 13th. It's called Leaves of Grass Uncut. And as the title might suggest, it's about Walt Whitman. And it's about Oscar Wilde's experience with Walt Whitman. Oscar Wilde wrote of Walt Whitman, "My dear, dear Walt, before I leave America, I must see you again. There is no one in this wide, great world of America whom I love and honor so much." And so he admired Whitman. He went to see him a second time before sailing home. So what was it that Wilde found so interesting about Whitman? And that's what this play explores. It's a performance celebrating the radical Walt Whitman by our own excellent Patrick Scully as Whitman, and then a company of 18 stunning male dancers. Stories that you don't hear in your American literature class, and so I'm sure they'll go into a much deeper look at the gay history regarding Walt Whitman, and then I'm not sure how much of a secret Oscar Wilde's gay history is, but nonetheless, they'll intersect. And so again, that's at the Illusion Theater, July 10th through the 13th. And so that's something that once you get your Pride hangover worn off, you can check out, because I think it sounds really fascinating. And other Pride stuff. Andy, do you have any Pride announcements on your board?
There's just so much going on.
There is. It's stunning.
I don't have anything in particular, really. I think we're going to learn a little bit more from Tiffany, how to keep Pride healthy and safe. And some of the stuff they're coming up with. So,
yeah, and so, you know, tonight is Margaret Cho. This is an official Pride event tonight. Queer comedian Margaret Cho is going to be at Orchestra Hall. So just at the very tail end of this program, I'm Ubering my way over there because I've got tickets and I'm very excited. I think I've seen Margaret more than a dozen times live. It's really just sort of compulsive. I'm a Choho. What can I say? And then tomorrow night, Tiffany's going to tell us about some great stuff that Rainbow Health is going. I know that Willem from RuPaul's Drag Race is going to be at First Avenue after the events that Rainbow Health is putting on. So you could catch both if you needed to. You don't have to make a choice between the two. And then, of course, we've got the festival and the concert Saturday in the park, and then Sunday we've got the parade. And the Grand Marshals this year are the police chief and then Ryback, right?
Yep.
And so that's kind of neat that we have that. Our first lesbian police chief is one of our Grand Marshals this year, and so I think that's really exciting.
You know, someone asked me tonight, what was the parade route? Maybe we should tell the listeners, in case they want to jump on or go and see the parade, where the parade goes.
Yeah, well, they line up on, what is it, Washington?
Yeah, it runs from roughly Washington Avenue down to just about Loring Park, down Hennepin Avenue. So the city's closed that off for Sunday morning, and so if you're driving down there, be careful, because the roads will be closed. But
take light rail.
As long as the parade route is, it means there's plenty of places to set up and watch. And
get there early, dress for the weather. Because we've had half a million before for the parade, or is that for the whole weekend? I think it was 500,000 for the whole weekend, but for the parade, it's like something like 250,000 people show up, and so get there early for a spot. So.
And I heard it's not going to rain.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. That helps.
I think Out Front still has tickets available for their Crave, so you can view it from the deck.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
They're having a rooftop party. Mm-hmm. Tickets are available throughout Front.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. That'd be a neat way to do it. Money to a good cause, great seat, and not free, but you get to have drinks and food to boot with it. So, sounds good. Well, without any further ado, Tiffany Paulson, welcome, and thank you for coming to the studio. You've been here before from Rainbow Health, and I can honestly say this, and it's not because I've
worked with Rainbow Health before, but I can honestly say that it's my favorite nonprofit in cities because it goes right for the inequity that GLBT people face in health, and that's something that's dear and close to me. So I love the work that you guys do.
Thank you. We appreciate hearing that.
Yeah.
With all the organizations, awesome organizations that are LGBTQ focused in Minnesota. I was going to say Minneapolis, but no, Minnesota.
Yeah.
It's nice to hear. We appreciate that.
And you guys focus a lot on health, some on the recovery community. Why don't you give us a few tips on how to have a healthy pride?
Well, I can start out with our 7th annual Fruit Bowl, which is tomorrow. It is one of the only all ages, sober, substance-free, tobacco-free events during the Pride weekend. This year, it is again hosted by Miss Margie Peterson. We're always happy to have her there. She makes a lot of fun. We have bowling for the first time ever, sand volleyball. Again, we'll have the taco bar, karaoke, and prize giveaways. It is a free event, but we do ask for a donation of $5 if you can afford it. No one's going to be turned away for lack of funds. And it is sponsored by RHI, the Pride Institute, Ms. Margie Peterson. And this year we have the column. I don't know if you all have been on the column yet. It's thecol.u.mn, and that talks a lot about LGBTQ news in the city of Minneapolis and St. Paul.
Best website in town.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fairly new.
Yeah, well, they Keith Peterson had it with the men's group a few years ago, and then it was something else, but now they brought it back, and this time it's really big.
It's gone nonprofit, actually. So,
it's a nonprofit, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and Andy, you work with them.
I do.
I see you in person for the first time. Usually it's through email, so hey, thanks for all the articles you guys
have. Yeah, no problem.
And thanks for the sponsorship.
Oh, no problem at all.
Also, to keep to focus on health a little bit this weekend, as always, RHI is going to be in the park this year. We've moved locations, but we're still in the Living Well Park, and we have 3 tents versus 1 tent. So we'll be focusing on active living in one, and we'll have yoga brought to you by Jeromeo. CrossFit will be brought by Solcana, and then we also have Zumba and self-defense classes brought to you by Bernice and Diane. They're from Out in the Backyard. They're another great smaller nonprofit, and they focus a lot on health and have healthy activities. But our biggest thing for the park is our Voices of Health annual health assessment survey. Voices of Health is an effort of Rainbow Health Initiative to document the health of Minnesota's LGBTQ communities. We also get to hear stories about people's experiences with healthcare providers, which is really important. One in 4 have faced discrimination in the state of Minnesota, and we know that if you are having a bad experience with a healthcare provider, chances are you aren't going to go back, and that has that plays a lot of influence on our mortality rates, which we know are higher, and also diagnosis, getting your diagnosis late. So if you see us in the park, we do have official Twin Cities Pride badges, so you'll know it's real. We're not just taking any information from you. You are really doing your part to advance health equity in the state of Minnesota. It is completely anonymous. It only takes 5 to 10 minutes, and you get some cool swag. So we really would appreciate if you would do that. And that kind of leads me into the health directory that we have online. It's a provider directory, and it's an LGBTQ-specific provider directory that helps you locate providers in your area who have the knowledge and background to provide culturally competent health care for the LGBTQ communities. So these doctors have either gone through training, have experience with, or have been recommended by people online who have had good experience with their health care provider. So you know that if you're going on there, that you're going to find someone that meets your needs.
That sounds like a great service.
It is. And, you know, we're actually in the beginning process of making it statewide. And we're also working with MTHC, Minnesota Transgender Health Coalition.
Excellent.
They already have an existing healthcare provider on provider directory online. So we're going to try to combine it and make one statewide provider directory. So we think that that's That's going to be really good for our communities.
Well, I can and should vouch for that. Where there, I know there have been a couple of people that I've referred to that directory. I've sent them the link, mm-hmm. and they have found providers on there that were 180 degrees different from what they were from the experiences that they were getting before. And glowing reviews from the fact that they were able to access people that they felt that they could trust. And in fact, they got care that was drastically different.
That's great, and that's the whole purpose. I mean, the whole purpose of RHI in general is to advance LGBTQ health equity, and so we're trying to go at it from every angle that we can.
Excellent. Mm-hmm.
That's terrific. What do you guys have coming up this summer?
So our young adults program, Shift Minnesota, is having a thing that goes all summer long. Actually, it's from June 20th, which was last week, through August 15th. It's called Love Yourself Yoga. So every Friday in Powder... Yeah, exactly. Why not? Every Friday in Powderhorn Park from 2 to 3 p.m., they will be hosting yoga. So we have yoga mats, or you can bring your own, and it's hosted by Jay Misica, I think, or Misica. I could be mispronouncing that. Sorry, Jay, if you're listening. But it's a great hour where it's an all-inclusive, really safe space to do yoga and, you know, get to enjoy the great outdoors. And Shift is also working with Tyson and Reclaim to put that together. And then in addition to Love Yourself Yoga, which kind of got its name from their big ad campaign, which you may have seen on the light rail and throughout Metro Transit, it's called Love Notes. The purpose of Shift is to take away corporate tobacco's targeting of the LGBTQ communities. You may or may not know that in the state of Minnesota, LGBTQ people smoke at twice the rate of the general population, and the majority of that has to do with the targeting. Corporate tobacco has positioned itself as a friend of the LGBTQ communities, and so a lot of people feel really strongly about smoking and participating in activities that involve tobacco. But a lot of things that we see about quitting smoking or smoking cessation is really negative. They show, you know, the gross lungs and the aging and all that kind of stuff. Love Notes is kind of going in a different direction. It's saying, you know, things like, let's go out for something other than a smoke break. Last year, the LGBTQ community spent $7.9 million on tobacco. Let's spend a little bit more money on ourselves. There are postcards that you can send out to loved ones that are very positive, not so shamey. So if you come to our tents, you can grab those postcards, or you can fill out a giant postcard, fill out a little thing on it saying what you love about the LGBTQ communities in Minnesota. And aside from that, this summer, RHI and Out in the Backyard are presenting a movie night. We'll have one coming up on July 11th. It's free. It's Diaries of Transformation. And it's a film about people who are in an environment where being trans is actually almost forbidden, and the things that they have to go through in order to live freely, live how they want to be. So there's going to be free snacks, and then we can also have discussion time. So
great. Excellent. You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio here on KFAI, and we'll be right back.
Want to continue listening to KFAI while away from your radio, laptop, or desktop computer? Download the free mobile KFAI Community Radio app for iPhones, iPads, and Android devices, available at your app store.
With the mobile app, you can live stream KFAI's on-air broadcast or bookmark your favorite on-air and web-exclusive programs for later. For more details about the KFAI Community Radio app, visit kfai.org.
It's 6 to 8. I didn't say
okay.
That.
Okay. Welcome back. We're listening.
It's still at Mystery Lanes.
Welcome back. We have a lot to talk about here tonight. So, anyway, our guest is right in the middle of talking to us about some issues that are going on. Now, you were talking about the movie in July. I don't know, were you finished with talking about that, or did you have something else to say?
Oh, no, I'm finished talking about the movie.
Okay, it's me then, sorry.
Right. But the thing is, I know I went through a lot of information really fast. So you can find Rainbow Health on Facebook and Twitter. So you just search Rainbow Health. You don't have to put the initiative on the end. Just search Rainbow Health. All the information is on there. And then rainbowhealth.org. We have a lot of information on there as well. If you want to check out the results from the Voices of Health Annual Health Survey, you can see the last few years, the results on there, and then you can also find our provider directory on there.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Tiffany, for coming in, and happy Pride.
Thank you. Happy Pride to you all, too.
All right, so our next...
Guess it's true, I'm not good at all, understand. But I still need love, cause I'm just a man. These nights never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave, will you hold my hand? Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're all. Darling, stay with me. Why am I so emotional? No, it's not a good look and some self-control. Deep down I know this never works, but you can lay with me so it doesn't hurt. Oh, won't you stay with me, cause you're all I need. This ain't love, it's clear to see. But darling, stay.
Programming on KFAI is supported by UCARE, working to keep Minnesotans healthier, with a reminder that eating lots of different colored foods is healthy. Eat the rainbow with blueberries, oranges, watermelon, and green beans. Learn more at ucare.org.
By the fire while this girl was getting frisky, oh, say we go this road tonight. And he smiles, his arms around her, but his eyes are holding me, just a captive to his wonder, oh, say we go this road tonight. And now I know that that's your girl, I mean no disrespect. That shirt hugs your chest, boy, I just won't forget. I'll be sitting here drinking my whiskey. I won't say goodnight unless I think you might have missed me. Oh, be my all-American boy tonight. Every day's the 4th of July.
Okay, folks, how you